Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, well, bah, 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 bah. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Wednesday.
Yeah. Hump day.
Hump day.
And I don't know about you.
Uh-oh. I don't know about you. But I'm feeling 22. Everything will be on.
I'm going to say happy birthday to my 22-year-old.
Oh.
Oh.
Did you guys work that out?
We
did.
Did
it like 15 seconds
before we went on the air. I'm like, oh, shoot. You know what? Could you grab I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22.
I'm like, oh, God, now, boy. Right now.
Uh-oh. Hey, he wasn't even an hour old 22 years ago today. Oh, little red baby, all screaming and red and gunky.
Gunky.
You know how kids are. Gunky.
Yeah.
Gunky, yeah.
Slimy.
Yeah. They take them away. They clean them up a little bit. They clean them and, you know, they hand them back to you. They're like, yeah, you're all, wow, that wrinkled thing, huh?
Uh-huh.
And then suddenly you're in love.
Mm-hmm.
You wrote him a little note at exactly 5:02 this morning.
Oh.
I know. Oh,
oh you
God.
Did?
Yeah. Well, I realized it was his birthday when I woke up. Mostly because of the chores I have to do. I'm going to make strawberry shortcake for him. It's one of his favorites.
Very
from
sweet.
You?
Do you want to perform the note for us now or no?
Oh, no. No, no, no. Just a little text. I wrote him so that when he wakes up, the first thing he'll see is a little text. Where
I don't want to.
I wrote exactly 22 years ago today.
She didn't want to run it by us? Just to,
yeah, no, don't I don't. It's super sappy crap that a mom writes to her little boy. That's,
right.
You know, I'm not going to read it to you. Just
we'll
I'm not being nearly as sappy. I never knew love, and I just thought I could never love anything more. And then as I watched you grow, I realized how wrong I was. You know, crap like that.
Ew. It's like, delete?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Listen, that kid, he loves me, too, turns out.
All right.
We had a couple tough years there, but he came roaring back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's a great kid.
He is a great kid. He really is. He's super fun. He just has such a funny take on life, and I'm so proud of him. Like he knows what he wants, and he's relentless. Mm-hmm. He gets it, and I just cheers to that.
Where he got that from?
I don't know. Also, math skills. I don't know where he got those from either, Vinny.
Also, chores. That kid, I told you the last time I was at your house, it was midnight. I'm like, is there somebody hiding, holding a gun to this kid or what?
No.
It was midnight. He gets up out of his room. He could have been just like doing what 21-year-old kids do. But he gets up to clean the counters.
Well, he wants to help his dad.
After mom and dad's party.
You know what it is? Like, is that always after everybody leaves and I go to bed, you know, if everyone's gone by 10 or 11 usually, I'll go off to bed, and then he hangs out with his dad and they just talk about stuff. Like,
I think he likes his place in life. I think that's good.
I think he does.
You know, the frustration of I gotta get the hell out of here thing doesn't seem to be in him, and that's great.
It doesn't.
That's good.
He had to drive to Walnut Creek the other day, you know, because he's working there now.
The creek.
And to the creek. And his hours are really, he doesn't have to be there till 11 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
I know. So, which is so not a normal commute. I mean,
so wait, does that mean he'll work late into the evening?
It sounds like it.
Although 7, 8, something like that?
They have to be there within these certain hours. Mm-hmm. But all the work that they do, they can do from home, but they need to have this collab time and, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So he'll have, I'm sure, a ton more work, but it sounds like it's fairly loose as long as he's there for specific hours, whatever. I'm not in charge of that place.
Well, they have to be like, hey, we're paying rent here. We want you guys to come by.
We want people to be here. Mm-hmm. Otherwise.
We hear everybody's staying from home, but you know, we're paying rent, so get in here.
We're flexible, but mostly, get your ass in here.
We need somebody to use those ping pong tables. Come on.
Right. They don't have that. It's nothing. Not that kind of startup. It's way more
Let's
like
corner. Startups learned from the old startups that never mm-hmm. survived yeah. all of the perks, as right. they say.
We can't pay. We have a viable idea here. We just spent all our money on perks. Right. On the espresso
on the
bar.
And the golf course right. we had built in the backyard. But, you know,
other than that, we're good. So if we can just find another startup to buy this office space off of us.
Right.
Yeah.
No, good for him. That's great.
Yeah.
Have you ever toured, like, a Google or a Dropbox facility? It's like a playground. I mean, that's how they get you. Like, you right. know, if you're trying to apply there, they go, well, check out this room where the guitar and the piano is and the mm. drums right there. If you want to walk over here, the espresso machine's there. You want a smoothie? Oh, we got that on
Well,
town.
You hear that they work such long hours, they try to make the building they're in useful right. in other ways.
Practically home.
It's one way to keep people in the building.
Do they have, like, bedroom shower suites?
They do.
Of course they mm-hmm. do.
Yeah, they have, nap spots and all that yeah. stuff. But it's changing now, though. That's the thing with people having the option to move away. I've got articles right in front of me that are, you know, big-time tech workers are in Texas now. And the story is...
Or wherever they want to be.
We're paying one-third of the mortgage with, like, five times the space for right. our house.
Oh, like you right, exactly.
So why wouldn't you move if you can?
What are
you
pointing at,
the people
well,
who are I'm being saying, given the option,
if you're
the
a
hell
tech
out
company,
of here.
Right. If you're yeah. a tech company, too, you're also paying, you know, you get 10 times the land for one-third the price. And, you know, imagine the golf course you could have on that piece of yeah. land no for kidding. Your tech workers. Everybody could have their own personal golf cart and decorate it any way they wanted. I'm going gleaming gold. With flames going down the side.
Perfectly smooth.
Perfectly smooth. And instead of a, you know, the little little roll bar that
smells
they have
like
on
poop,
there.
But it looks great.
Okay. All right. Perfectly smooth.
I was thinking the opposite. It looks like poop, but it smells great.
Oh. Oh. All right.
How do we get here? Anyway, happy birthday, Riley. You're a great kid, and I'm super psyched to be your mom. I think Aww. You're... I know. He's I love that kid. The joy of my life. The other one's pretty good, too. But it's not his birthday, so I'm not doing a whole thing for him, you know. Don't be jealous, kids.
Go ahead.
What?
Nothing. Not going to say anything about that.
Okay. I'm not sure what you were saying about the one who won't leave or the one who...
Nothing.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, how's everybody doing?
Why, is the Berkeley tribute done? I'm not sure.
Sure, or not. I mean, I may say other things about him, Vinny.
You can keep
going. I'm overflowing with love.
We're trying to support you.
I don't know about
this.
You.
There you go.
Feeling 22. I'm actually pretty psyched about that strawberry shortcake, I'll tell you. Oh, my God, we got him the best present. Well, we'll see. Because, you know, what do you get a kid, right? Mm-hmm. So we bought...
He's a man. But
has everything.
Right, what do you get a man? Right, he's got... I even offered to buy him a car. He's like, you know what? I'll just stick with the Prius. I'm like, okay.
Damn.
I know.
You offered to buy him a car?
Well, we offered to buy him a car when he turned 21 because he was going to, you know, he was graduating from Berkeley. He's doing well. I'm like, you know what? We'll get you a car. Because I can't think of anything. I mean, all he does is sit in his room and type on his computer. I'm like, one time I was like, I'll buy you some clothes. He goes, I don't really want any clothes. I'm like, but I've seen you in the clothes you have. And he's like, yeah, but then I'd have to go out and get clothes. I'm like, okay. All right, what can I get him? A painting? How about a painting? Like, what do I get him? What do I get this kid? You know? He doesn't want anything. So, and what he does want, he's got it. So we were going to get him a car. And so this year, I'm like, okay, we love. Okay, don't tell him. Don't tell him anybody.
All right.
If you're a friend of Riley's, don't tell him. It might be an absolute bust. But we love escape rooms, right? And we play that escape room game that you've done. We've done with the family a couple times now. It's pretty fun, and it's just, you know, he loves puzzles and crap like that. So we got him this box that is an escape room puzzle. So even from the outer package that they ship it in, it's got clues on it. And then as you get deeper into the puzzle, there's you have to get a, then it's like, okay, download this app and there's a clue on there and get, and I don't know the whole, how the whole puzzle
works.
What's
it called? Because you know people are going to ask.
I know. You know what? I'll find it. It's in my email somewhere because it got shipped to me. But it's, the problem is, and it's not a problem because it'll be fine. Like you get down to the middle and then the prize that you've, it, they say it will take you anywhere from an hour to 6 hours to solve this box. Mm. And the thing that's in it. And it's only, I mean, it's maybe 8 inches by 4 inches by 12 inches. It's like a small shoebox. Mm-hmm. And then when you get to the center, like the prize is a little, is a gift card that you preload with cash. And I'm like, okay, well, he can use that for food or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. You know, okay, so there's money in the middle. There's a gold doubloon, you know, whatever. But it hopefully, you know, it'll take him a while to solve it, and it'll be like this really intriguing thing. I'm so hopeful. My mom sent some stuff, too. I don't know what she sent, but there's a bunch of packages at the house, so at least I'll have some stuff to open after we eat our strawberry shortcake.
I'm very curious how that little escape room box works.
I know.
Could he just grab a hammer and, you know, have at it?
Yes.
It's the easy
way. It's
to
a box.
It.
I mean, uh-huh, you actually, right, you could just ruin it. You could take your reciprocating saw and cut through right, it and get to the...
Save me 6 hours. Boom. Well,
but isn't that the whole fun of it?
I think, yeah, Bryn? I think the challenge is ruined if you do, right, if you pull a me and just break it.
Right. I am sick of this thing and I'm breaking
I'll
it open.
I'll show you.
Take an axe.
I'll try strategically breaking it. Say with like a hammer and a chisel.
You want to challenge me? Let me show you how I respond to challenges.
Right. With an axe. Anyway, that's it for my tribute. Unless I
well, it's a big day here on Alice because it's now officially official. We are the home of the number one Bay Area newsman, as Stan, who was, you know, neck and neck with me for a while there.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He's officially retired, and I have to say, I'm up for the position. I like it. I've wanted it for a while
to
now.
To be the number one newsman?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Listen.
Come on.
You were already, in my heart, you were already the number one newsman. Stan
Thanks.
Bunger could not hold a candle
that.
To you. But I will say, long and storied career on Stan. What a nice guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Stan and
Very
Steve.
Nice guy.
This is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them. And they were carpool
sure
buddies.
Cool. They're besties.
They drive in together. They're mm-hmm. adorable. Yep.
All those years.
It's crazy. They're adorable.
Anyway, I'm going to miss our times in the bathroom. I'm sorry we missed this last year because of the pandemic, because, you know, that's one of the things I enjoyed each day was, you know, chatting with Stan while
we peed
together.
Don't even get a proper goodbye, right?
Nothing. Right. Yeah, there's not going to be any. That's it.
Yeah.
Guy's retiring when we've all left the building.
Yeah.
Weird. You think they'll throw him a thing? Or do you
I
think he'll
know.
Just be like, nah, I'm good.
Well, wouldn't you be like, nah, I'm good? I mean,
yeah, but I'm a sourpuss. I'm not, you know, I mean, normal
Stan's
people
Stan's a little
want
bit
their...
of a sourpuss. Steve's a little more, you know, he's the guy who would go for a party. Stan's kind of like, nah,
Stan's
I'm
not
here.
A, have you he's ever seen Stan's orange and black diamond printed pants? He's not a sourpuss. He's a style guy. He's
does
into
have some fashion.
Oh, so you're
he
saying
likes
this would
to make
be
a splash.
An
yes,
opportunity for him to... Bring, whip out one of his outfits.
Yeah, he's.
You're telling me he's got black and orange Harlequin pants.
Yes, mm-hmm. He does have those and
you know,
more.
That's a party I'm sorry to miss.
Very fitted too. Like he has these nice orange ones.
You're saying
they're good looking.
You're
good
saying they're skinny stuff. Jeans.
Yes.
Ish.
Oh,
this
ish.
Is
exciting.
A style guy. Yes,
they're not
absolutely.
Like super tight, but they're tapered.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those are points against him. When I see him, I'm like, no newsman should be wearing pants like that. But all right, you know.
He pulls it, man.
He does pull it.
Well, Zoom, you only see him from the waist up as long as he's got his fancy pants underneath his back. That's below deck.
Oh, nice.
Anyway, all joking aside, Stan, you're awesome. And I wish you, like, imagine that. I hope we have that luxury to retire when we want.
Mm-hmm. He's still in great health, too. Like, seems super young.
I know. Neither one of them seems mm-hmm. old enough for this.
That stair climb, you know, the SF
yeah,
stair
yeah,
climb
yeah.
with, like, 51 flights. I was dying when I did that.
Well, yeah.
And so at the top, I'm like, I get to the top. The whole world is spinning. Mm. I'm like, catch a breath. Hold on. And he walks up to me. after he just did it. Hey, Brent, you all right, man? Are you good? I'm like, I'm all right. Go ahead and leave me, Stan. I'm fine.
Just leave me.
He's like, you go on your without age, me. Dude. What are you doing?
Well, I'm just saying that guy was in great health.
Yeah. Well, and that's the, you know, I'm sure the worry is that, you know, in 2 weeks they're going to reappear. Ta-da! At KGO. Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know that. Don't make that face nobody like that. That. I'm just, no. You know, I hope just that's not what's happening it, here. The old, I'm retiring.
He fake retiring so you can get a better gig across the street? I don't know about that.
Well, there's a grace period, right? You wait.
Be graceful.
Humble. I'm down. Sure that's not it. I'm sure he's about to go travel and have some fun. I'm sure that's what's up.
I'll tell him that you said hi. I park next
to
him.
Oh, good.
So. Tell him
oh, so he's still in the building then.
Yes.
Oh, boy. I should have waited a day elevator. On this.
Is there a date when he's finished? Or?
I didn't see a date, but well, yeah. I'll probably hear it when I go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Oh.
Because they play... Casey.
Yes. Oh, no, I know.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't sure. It's been a while since you've been here. So
when we first,
no, you're right. In fact, I looked at my key card. I guess is what we're calling those things.
Yeah. The little... Oh, these this thing.
That. Yep, and I went. I wonder if that thing even still works. Huh.
Oh yeah. It works.
We were there. I don't know. Whenever the last time we were at the building was when they cleaned out the
broke
office.
That sign.
It's still there, by the way.
That was epic.
Get
it's still
out
there.
Of here.
What? It's still leaning up against the garage wall?
Yeah.
Take a picture of that for us.
Yeah, I will.
Please do.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to
so
be dusty.
The crew that cleans
grime.
Up down there hasn't finally said, okay, let's just throw this thing away.
I think maybe they're too nervous since it has the station logo and everything. They're probably like,
and all the autographs.
Should I come, should I just come bring it back up and like,
yes. Might as well,
and frame
right?
it? Vinny and Sarah broke this with the date.
No, no. Sarah. There's a Sarah.
Oh, there's Sarah. Oh, yes.
It was Bryn and Vinny, wasn't it?
It's kind of a team effort. It's all documented, so none of us can really get out of it.
Yeah,
it's
true.
We'll just delete that real quick, and then we'll...
I think it was you two that started it, though. You guys had good intentions.
I think it was Vinny.
Get out of here.
It's like the mystery box, you know? He's just like, F this.
The
Bring
funny
it.
Thing is, if you look up at Vin's screen, there's a little Alice logo. So it became that.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be this huge backdrop.
Right.
Well, listen.
And then it was in a picture frame, and then now it's that.
Hold on. As soon as the kids go to school, I'll probably be back where I have that nice framed pink poster. But right now,
nice.
This is what has to happen.
Yeah.
Has to.
Well, doesn't it feel more like a legitimate job to leave the house in the morning, or do you think...
No, I really like that office, and I like the situation that I had, but the kids, they don't stay out, and the missus is working, and she's, you know, as much as I want to say, keep your kids out of here.
Your kids. Hilarious.
It's, you know, she's, her look is, look, I'm working too, man. You know, I don't know what to tell you, and the bottom line becomes, okay, I can't have that. I'm too distracted. They can't keep coming in, you know? I mean, you saw it. I remember Bryn going, yeah, I could see her opening the door behind you and creeping in. It's too much. Yeah. It's not
Well, she
work.
Would shush you. Like, I'm at school, Dad. Can you shut up?
Right. Yeah.
Like, no, I can't shut up.
It wasn't an option. I had to split. So anyway, I hope to go back and do it from there and have the legit poster with the frame.
Oh, that'll be great.
I found Stan's last day on air. It's June 11th. So next,
okay, let's just
Friday.
Right, bottle this corner. Break. Let's air that next time, whatever that date is, because I really feel like I've gone too far.
Since
this
we've
time.
Been with Alice, we've seen a lot of people retire from that chair. It's been like Al Hart was, I mean, a legend.
He was the guy.
He was. He really was.
And
I don't know how long he'd been doing it, but he'd sat in that anchor chair for a long time.
No offense to Stan at all or anybody, really. No. It's just everybody would say the same thing. Al Hart was like, there's a guy who wears a suit to work every day. There's a guy who is the most professional person I've ever met.
Right. Like old school news guy.
Right.
Really, it's been an honor working with a lot of the people over there because they wasn't the only, you know, they're legitimate. They're an actual news organization. They won awards for news, and they're, and, you know, unlike some places.
Yeah. All right.
Can't think of any offhand, but
that was a little much.
He's going on a road trip with his wife, a 6-week road trip when he's done.
Oh, last day. Imagine that. Just like not having to.
Is he going with
about...
you, Vinny?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is it? Oh,
yeah,
that's a good question.
What
solid
question. He wants to get in the car with my two kids and me. Right.
Well, he could get in the back with his wife. They could be in the bedroom area.
It's a new experience
and lock
for him. He's retired.
Right.
Yeah. Sure. I'm going to guess.
June
11th
would be on vacation, so you can definitely borrow this break and play it back.
Right, we're going.
I will
on
make a note of that.
I'd actually be curious. You know, that's you bring to mind. Like, what does someone like Stan decide? What are his destinations? Is he
just
going to
go
museums
see America,
around the
right.
country or like
vintage clothiers?
Oh, he's looking forward to reading, gardening, and becoming a better guitar player.
Oh.
So you guys have so much
in common.
They did
have a band. What was that band called? The CBS Blues?
It was the new... yeah, they had a name.
KCBS Blues or Blues... Something Blues. Anyway.
It had... yeah. I think Melissa Kohlross was like the singer, right?
I don't know. I know that we talked about it one time. I said, oh, I have a band too. Maybe we should jam. And he looked at me and was like, all right, bye. And I went, okay.
It's like only legitimate news people can be in
Yikes,
anywhere near
man.
Us in our proximity.
Jeez,
yeah. Well, wow. Then, yeah, by default, you have become the number one newscaster in the Bay Area, in America. Where do you want to be? What do you?
Thank
oh,
you.
For Odyssey.
Of all time. Of,
right.
In the world,
Odyssey.
Yeah.
Odyssey. Odyssey, spearheaded by our number one newsman. Vinny Crackhorn.
Thank you.
Far. I just moved my board. It's going to be hard for me to hit that, honestly.
You're going to have to hit it.
Far away.
Why do you constantly rearrange everything?
Stop changing all your stuff.
It works. Leave it be.
It still works. It's just a little bit further. I'll have to adjust that after the show today.
You need longer arms. It's incredible. All right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice, Morning Show.
Hope day!
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.